Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp local and regional podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start, this podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Monday morning, August 25th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of local and regional news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is RTL helps LIC favorite FIAR expand with new Jackson Park location. FIAR, the Long Island City restaurant known for its Southwest Chinese noodle dishes, is opening a new location inside Jackson Park, Tishman Speyer's luxury residential development. This 2,482-square-foot space marks another step forward for the fast-growing restaurant group, which has built a steady following from its original outposts. FIAR's menu includes hot and cold noodle dishes, fried rice, and handmade wontons, rooted in family recipes and hometown nostalgia. Thomas Gallo, EVP and partner at RTL, represented FIAR in the 15-year lease at 2810 Jackson Avenue. With the area's population growing more than 75% over the past decade, the expansion comes at a time of evolution for LIC. Jackson Park, completed in 2019, is home to various retail options and amenities, making it an ideal location for FIAR's continued growth and success. State Roundup: Moore asks Trump to visit BMOR. MOCO braces for homeless influx. Council members stand by Crandell. Governor Wes Moore defended Baltimore against President Trump's remarks, highlighting improvements in public safety and inviting Trump to see the progress firsthand. Montgomery County is bracing for an influx of homeless individuals after the clearing of an encampment in Washington, D.C., with shelters already at capacity. Baltimore County Council members are standing by Councilman Todd Crandell despite a video showing concerning behavior. Catalent, a major pharmaceutical manufacturer in Maryland, will lay off 350 employees in the Baltimore region. Former gubernatorial candidate Dan Cox is representing plaintiffs in federal discrimination lawsuits in Howard County. An ICE officer in Baltimore County falsely claimed to have a warrant during an arrest, and Maryland teachers are demanding payment from a nonprofit for arts education services. Concerns are raised about economic development in Montgomery County's Agricultural Reserve, while businesses in Baltimore oppose Mayor Brandon Scott's plan for a trash site. Bel Air commissioners are proposing changes to short-term rental regulations.
Key Housing announces September featured listing for Northern California, focused on short-term housing in Martinez, CA. Key Housing has announced that Ridgecrest Apartments in Martinez has been selected as the featured listing for Northern California for September. Located just northeast of San Francisco, Martinez offers a quieter, more livable alternative for business travelers visiting the Bay Area. Ridgecrest Apartments, with its solid amenities, flexible leasing, and convenient location, is perfect for those who want to bring the family along. The property features spacious 1- and 2-bedroom apartments with fully equipped kitchens, in-unit washers and dryers, central air conditioning, and private patios or balconies. Its location provides quick access to downtown Martinez, Walnut Creek, Concord, and even Oakland or San Francisco via Amtrak, BART, or freeways. Martinez is a strategic hub for key industries like energy and healthcare, making it ideal for professionals in those sectors. With its family-friendly environment and sense of community, Martinez is a great place for families to settle in and feel at ease. In Northern California's tight rental market, Ridgecrest Apartments stands out as a hard-to-find gem for short-term housing.
Season finale of the Epson Tour returns to Indian Wells Golf Resort, October 2-5, 2025. The Epson Tour Championship season finale will return to Indian Wells Golf Resort from October 2-5, 2025. The City of Indian Wells is proud to be the presenting sponsor, offering top finishers a chance to earn their LPGA Tour cards for the 2026 season. This marks the second year of partnership between the city and the Epson Tour, the official qualifying tour of the LPGA. The championship will feature 108 athletes competing for a $250,000 purse, with the winner taking home $37,500 and 650 points towards the race for the card. Mayor Bruce Whitman expressed excitement for hosting this premier event, highlighting the city's commitment to world-class sports. Fans can also participate in the official Pro-Am held on Wednesday of tournament week, playing alongside future LPGA stars. Tickets for the tournament are available for purchase, and more information can be found at the Epson Tour Championship website.
Turning waste into worth, Pudini Pet Waste Removal celebrates nearly a decade of giving back to the rescue community. Pudini Pet Waste Removal, a well-known pet waste removal service in Arizona, is celebrating nearly a decade of giving back to the rescue community. While known for their green uniforms and magician dog mascot, Pudini's true impact lies in their support of local dog rescues. Through initiatives like the Pudini Paws Toy Drive and the Pudini Gives Back campaign, they have raised over $5,000 this year alone to aid nonprofit organizations. Founder Mike Casten emphasizes their commitment to serving the community beyond just scooping dog poop. As they approach their 10-year anniversary, Pudini encourages the public to get involved by supporting their services, contributing to toy drives, or nominating rescues for their Gives Back campaign. Learn more at pudini.com.
San Francisco Dental Implant Center announces content on a second opinion on dental implants. San Francisco Dental Implant Center highlights the importance of seeking a second opinion on dental implants. Dr. Alex Rabinovich emphasizes the significance of understanding jaw and facial reconstruction for successful outcomes. Patients are encouraged to consult multiple surgeons to discuss options and costs before proceeding with surgery. The clinic utilizes advanced technology like 3D CT scans to assess bone structure and identify anomalies that could impact the surgical procedure. Dental implants may be partially covered by insurance, and financing options are available. Residents in cities such as Daly City, Sausalito, and Oakland Hills can benefit from the expertise of San Francisco Dental Implants. For those interested in a second opinion on dental implants, contact the clinic for a consultation.
Dusty Cars announces updated content for owners looking for Jaguar valuation and appraisal services. Dusty Cars, Northern California's classic car valuation, appraisal, and buying service, has updated its Jaguar valuation service page. Classic car enthusiasts with a Jaguar E-Type, XK120, XK140, or XK150 can now review the page's valuation and sale details and reach out for a free valuation and fast cash offer. Dusty Cars offers thorough appraisals for classic Jaguar models from the 1950s to the 1990s, including the XK150, XK140, and XK120. With only around 9,382 Jaguar XK150s produced, the rarity of the model can contribute to its continued value. Owners of classic Jaguars from the 1970s, 1980s, or 1990s may be interested in finding out the current value of their vehicle through a professional Jaguar valuation service. Dusty Cars also provides consignment options for those looking to refurbish, detail, and store their classic Jaguar for potential sale.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Local and Regional Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.